something like that. Don't be lesser than this piece of wood. He got the message. Yes.
He buried that pillar in the earth, that it may be raised from the dead like mankind on the day of resurrection. That thou mayest know that everyone whom God has called remains disengaged from all the work of this world.
See, here he will give you a motivation for Muhammad's work. He did a strange stuff. First he talked to the pillar, then he buried it like a human being. He said he did it for you to understand that whoever he wishes, or whoever wishes him, will let go of the rest of the stuff. Means there is two choices. This one, reality, the form, or the essence. If you choose the essence, you don't give a damn about form. If you pay attention to the essence of the message put in this story, you won't care about the wording and the logical matter that we talk about, the stone saying, oh my God, yes, I love you, I'm here. You see, don't go like that if you choose the essence. The form is not that important, yes?
Whosoever hath his work and business from God gains admission there and goes forth from work. He that hath no gift of spiritual mysteries, how should he believe in the complaining of inanimate things? He says, yes, not from his heart, for agreement's sake, lest people should say that he is a hypocrite.
Here it is. See? Is he right or wrong, his guess? Rumi, a couple of hundreds ago, 800 years ago, sitting in Konya, he's talking about you. And he gets that you maybe do this. What was that? He said, when in our stories we talk about a piece of wood giving a lecture, you don't believe it. But you would say, yes. Not because you believe that the wood could speak. You say yes because it looks better that way. And we don't call you a hypocrite. That logical position of you hide it. And you say yes. Because you cannot understand the way chair could talk. Could you? There are times that some chairs, they talk very loud. Then you get it. Haven't you ever sat on an old chair and see noise like that? You would understand that there is a screw loose somewhere. This is old, this is some piece of this wood is being tormented because you're familiar with the out loud cry. Normally, it doesn't make a noise, a sound. And for you, talking is that sound, noise, and it should come in what? Either Persian or English or Italian or thing like that. That's what you understand about conversation. Conversation is not like that. Conversation is what? It's something that will carry the message, right? Okay. The chair with that noise will give me the message that the legs are not properly done and it's not strong enough, right? If you're clever, and you're a little bit more familiar with a piece of wood. When it doesn't crank, you get the message that it's healthy. Everything is talking, because everything is reacting to the existence. That's how they exist. But you don't care. You don't give a damn about a piece of wood or a piece of stone, and for that matter, other people. Look at you, are you listening to these 6 billion people? More than 75% of them are crying out loud that we need help. Nobody's listening. Everything is talking in this universe, if you would listen. And all of this is because of that single one, that single voice which is calling you. How? For your simple sentence. Am I not your creator? Isn't it so? You don't hear that. Because you're waiting. When I say this, that God is calling you and is saying, am I not your God? You think that God should speak in English. This sentence is in English because I'm telling you, to me, it's Alastu Rabbukum. It's Arabic. She prefers it Persian. The essence of this talking has no language. It has nothing to do with the mouth and the ears. We talked about it, didn't we? And you were listening, and you were agreeing, but deep down in you, you don't think so. That's one part of the problem. Listening to us, you should listen. Because sometimes we talk without the language. When it comes to the musicality of the poetry, whether there is a music to this, are you listening to the music? All of that, it's not really worthy. And you have limited your understanding to the sound of languages. If you learn this metal language, everything is talking to you. Every single piece of existence first becomes existence. According to Rumi, jumps out of non-existence to existence to answer this question to the Creator. That, yes, I'm here, you created me. Means becoming existence is responding to the order of creation. That be. Let's hear it.
Unless the one knows of the command be, this doctrine would have been rejected in the world.
Means if there was no Rumi and things, text like this, no one ever will think about a piece of wood talking. Nobody cares enough. And the logical people, they reject all this metaphysical stuff. Then we are trapped in speeches which comes to you mainly from politicians. Want to do something else, they do this. It's not that, yes.
Myriads of conformists and legalists are cast into the abyss by a single taint.
Here there is one word that you should notice, and it cannot be forgotten. There is one very critical word in idealism. In Arabic language, and it's taqlid. Taqlid literally means imitation. But in Shi'ite version of Islam, is a big deal. Because over there, they believe that there is this Ayatollah, or whatever they call it, that leader. And he is the leader, the followers are Mughallid. Because they don't know what to do, they imitate this God. So taqlid is one of the pillars of Shi'ism. And it's very strong in Islamic thought. Right? And all the Islamic societies rely upon it, in a way. Rumi talks about this taqlid, and he has the most direct address towards taqlid. He will say, Khalq ra taqlidashan barbad dad, itu sadlah anak pergi.